Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Dean Anne Scantlebury, history graduate and a current MPhil student in history from the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, March 2nd, 1950, vestrymen of the parish of St. Thomas met to discuss the poor housing conditions of sugar workers in that parish. Parish vestries, which were forms of local governance in Barbados until 1959, were responsible for maintaining parish churches, schools, and almshouses, as well as assisting the poor and the destitute. Recommendations were also made at this meeting to allocate an appreciable portion of the proceeds from the Labor Welfare Fund to repair the homes of the sugar workers in St. Thomas. Though slavery had ended some 112 years previously, the remnants of that institution remained, as many Barbadians still lived on the plantation in stagnant squalor. The issue of the poor housing conditions of sugar workers was raised by a Mr. S.A. Walcott, who affirmed that the funds allocated to St. Thomas should be based on the sugar produced in the parish. Members of the committee further argued that given the very poor state of the houses, the money should be used without delay. Mr. Walcott also informed those present that St. Thomas had so far contributed $99,770 to the fund, which had been implemented in 1947. He further lamented that due to government suggestions, the central parish would only receive $12,750, which was essentially $1.50 for each of the 8,500 inhabitants in the parish. The substandard living conditions of sugar workers was further compounded by the misallocation of the money from the Labor Welfare Fund. The initial purpose of the charity, according to a Mr. J. Mahon, was to improve the social conditions of sugar workers in Barbados. Mr. Walcott contended, however, that the proceeds of this initiative were not properly handled. He made reference to a similar action which took place in the parish vestry of St. James, where the committee had also concluded that the funds were not used for their intended purposes. While it was felt by the vestrymen of the parish of St. Thomas that the establishment of playing fields was a reasonable initiative, the dire situation of the sugar workers, in their opinion, granted them precedence. Now, some 75 years later, the standard of housing has improved significantly in Barbados with the implementation of several initiatives over the years, including the government housing program. The efforts of this project intensified after the passage of Hurricane Janet on September 22, 1955, which left some 20,000 people homeless in its wake. These efforts, while aimed at improving the living conditions of Barbadians, did not rectify the issue of ownership of land, as many are still yet to own a piece of the rock.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.